Restless, hard, fast-moving train on Southern Alberta's best country, CJWE. As promised, we have the very special guest in studio, Armand Duckchief. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm doing really good today. It's a good day.
It is a great day. You were in Banff earlier this morning, and it's a gorgeous day for that. So how was it? What did you get up to?
Or celebrating my sister's birthday week. We went out to the Nordic Spa last night and then went up the gondola today and just took in all the beautiful mountain scenery.
Oh, my goodness. That would have been lovely. Well, happy birthday going out to your sister.
Thank you.
Big happy birthday. And we're here to celebrate something as well. Your brand new album that came out this past Friday, This Ain't Your First Rodeo. And I took a listen to it this morning on my way to work, and it is such a good, good album. And you have a few really big names as well on the album, like Cor Blund and, of course, Ashley Ghostkeeper, and such gorgeous songs. So tell us a bit about how This Ain't Your First Rodeo came to be. You mentioned that it was a long time coming.
It sure was. I released my last album, I think it was like 2023, I believe. 2021. So really? it was a while. I was writing songs and just kind of getting things ready. I released a few singles, and then I just really wanted to come out with a real cowboy album. And John Thiel at Horizon Music here in Calgary, he shared my vision, and he called in, you know, a bunch of talented studio musicians, and they just pulled it together, and I'm really happy with the result. It's bringing cowboy music back, and I really that's what I was going for with this album. I just really wanted that sound and that feel, so I feel like I got it.
You definitely did. And what I love about the country music scene right now, it is going back to that cowboy feel, that traditional Western kind of music. So if you love that kind of music and you haven't checked out this album yet, go give a listen to it. Now, is there a song on this album that almost didn't make it, but you're super happy that it did?
Yeah, I think Say a Prayer. I wasn't sure if I was putting it on the album. I was kind of just kind of bouncing between the idea of like having like a 6-song EP. But then I just I decided I'll put it on there, and it's got some good feedback. So I'm kind of happy I chose to throw it on the album.
That's pretty cool. So also, you have teamed up with Cor Blund for a very special song in memory of Cody Black Rabbit. Tell us a bit about that.
That song, I've always enjoyed it. Cody, back in the day, showed me the song. He put it on a CD. He had a bunch of songs on there, and that song stood out the most to me. And I've always had a liking for that tune. And he posted it on YouTube and stuff. And I had asked him back when if I could record it, and then it didn't happen. And then Cody passed away, and then I asked his family if I could record it on my last album there, and it was at the time it wasn't right. And then they just gave me the blessing to go ahead and record it on this one, and I got I called in a favor. I got Cor Blund on the track, and I really like the way it turned out. It's something that's pretty special.
It sounds very special. And when you made this album, how did you kind of put the songs together in the order that they're in? I know that's a bit of a technical question, but I'm always so curious about that. How do you choose the songs that go on your album, and how do you put them in the order that you want them to be?
I was sitting at my daughter's hockey game. I was pumped up because she just got into a little scuffle, and I was just happy. She's playing boys hockey. So I was like sitting there, and I was like, okay, I gotta line these songs up, because we're kind of getting to the crunch, and I just went with the vibe of just like, you know, coming out with strong with This Ain't Your First Rodeo being the first track, and then I just wanted to kind of place everything in between and just let it vibe. And I feel like I got it. I ended it off with a really good tune, just with the fiddle solo there at the end. I think that was the finishing touch.
Well, the finishing touch is a song with Calgary's own Ashley Ghostkeeper. You've known her for quite a while, and This Girl Is a Cowboy is a fabulous title right off the bat. It just grabs you. And the song, we have it here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, and we've spun it a few times, and it sounds fabulous over the airwaves. So tell us a bit more about the story behind the song and how you and Ashley did come together to make it.
That song was one of my favorite songs. I think it came out in 2004, and it was just, it's always been a song that I would listen to. I used to have the Garth Brooks box set, and then he didn't have it on anything like iTunes, or you had to kind of search for it on YouTube. But it was always such a good song, and I had, you know, as I was kind of recording this album, on the other albums, I've always done a couple covers, and I thought, okay, I really want to record this song, and I thought it would be a really good idea. I was at the Indigenous Songwriter Circle with Ashley, and I had kind of ran it by her. I said, hey, do you want to come and lay down some vocals for this song, and showed her the song, and she said, yeah, I'm in, let's do it. So, and that's how it came to be. It was one of my favorite tunes, growing up, kind of finding my way into music business. And then I thought, recording it with having a lady in there gave it a really good touch.
It really does. So with this album being called This Ain't Your First Rodeo, how many rodeos do you think you've been to?
I've been to a lot. I'm busted up. I have a torn ACL, ruptured bicep, broken bones. It's a fun life.
Oh my goodness. Do you compete in rodeos?
Yeah, steer wrestling.
I did not know that. I'm so sorry. What do you do?
I'm a steer wrestler.
You're a steer wrestler.
Yeah.
That is tough.
Oh yeah, it's really tough, but it's more fun than anything.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Do you have any coming up this summer, or are you
Oh yeah,
done?
Yeah.
You
we're
got,
gonna
whoa.
We're gonna go for it. Yeah. I started again last year. I got a little unhealthy there, but now I'm back to where I need to be, and I kind of made some changes, so I'm ready to rodeo again. I did some rodeoing last summer, and it went good, just like riding a bike.
I feel like in Alberta we should say just like riding a bull at this point. That's the Alberta way, guys.
Yeah,
that is the Alberta
cowboy
way. So other than steer wrestling, what else do you love about the rodeo?
Just the atmosphere,
yeah.
You know, just the vibes. And I've always, my songs have always kind of been rodeo themed, cowboy orientated. And I get a lot of comments on social media or just in person, people saying, hey, I was pumping your music on the way to the rodeo. It was getting me pumped up. And I was like, that's exactly why I do this. And I just love, just being out on the road and getting to share that music and just, yeah, so like just the whole atmosphere of a rodeo and just the family there and just everything. It's just,
yeah.
It's a good life.
It's a great community. I started kind of getting into the rodeo chuck wagon scene, a stampede scene about 5 years ago or so, and I love it. And I try to make it out to at least one. I mean, at least one. Okay, actually, at least three at this point every year. So I get what you're saying. Do you have any highlights from your steer wrestling career?
Oh yeah, there's been a few. I think I've qualified for the INFR like 5 times. That's down in they have it down in Vegas.
Viva yeah. Las Vegas.
Yes. Yeah. So it's yeah.
That is so cool. So 2026, what are you hoping that it brings for you and your music and shows and rodeo? What's next for you?
Just keep going with this. We had a crazy 2025. Things were really good, really busy. We stayed on the road. December was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. And we got a few weeks off just to kind of recuperate. And now we're building the tour back up, getting some shows lined up. We got one here in March in Nahanni Butte, Northwest Territories. So yeah, we're just kind of lining things up right now. I got some new merch coming. And I just have another good year of traveling and sharing the love of cowboy music.
I know you're going to have such a great year. I hope you have the best year, and you got to keep us updated with all that news so we can share it with our audience, because we know they want to support you. So this is really great to have you in today. Where can everybody find out more details about what you got coming up?
Usually on Facebook, Armin Duck Chief Music, or Armin DC on Instagram, or my Snapchat. That's pretty active. But yeah, there's a lot of fake profiles. It's kind of crazy. It's nuts. And I get a lot of messages, almost like one a day. So
from
beware.
Yourself?
Yeah. There's like, they use my name. So it's kind of crazy, but yeah, that's really where I'm most active. Just, putting on everything I can on social media, TikTok, stuff like that.
Perfect. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank
Is
you
there
for
anything
having me.
Else you would like to talk about or discuss?
No, I'm just, if you haven't had a listen to the album, go check it out. Let me know what you think, and just God bless.
Amazing. Well, coming up here right after the break, we have Armin Duck Chief and Ashley Ghostkeeper. That girl is a cowboy on Southern Alberta's best country.